True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, and we have been committed to taking you with us. Our trips to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff and ACC tip-off, to Ashburn, Virginia for the Washington Commanders training camp, and what has become my favorite trip of the year, yearly Bud Light Big Game Week, covering the Super Bowl. And we will be heading to San Francisco this year. We are committed to taking you with us, and today we will take you closer to the action as we continue our commitment by heading on the road to Raleigh, North Carolina. It is a VCU game day here on Richmond's home for the Rams, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, VCU at NC State. It's also another Misery Monday, the sixth in a row. We'll go around the NFL with NFL hits with a focus on Washington. The Commanders are making their sad return from Madrid. They've got a bye week after suffering their eighth loss of the season, and this one hurts more than others. One, because we should have won, because we played good enough to win, didn't make the game-winning play. That's what's missing, and we'll have to have this taste of defeat in our mouth all the way until November 30th when they host the Denver Broncos. Another week of college action, another week closer to the 12-team college football playoff bracket. What does UVA need to do? A statement win against Duke. How about the JMU Dukes? Are they win and they're in? We'll take a look at Pete Thamel's report that James Franklin has entered talks with Virginia Tech as the next head coach of the Hokies on University Drive. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody. Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
And we'll begin in the National Football League by recapping the action from the weekend. And let's start with the Carolina Panthers. And look, the Carolina Panthers in this one here, you just look at Carolina and you're like, somehow they're up and then they're down, they're up and then they're down. They just came off a loss to the Saints. I picked the Falcons to win this one, but it was the Panthers taking the late lead with Tetra McMillan getting his second touchdown of the game. Let's take a listen to the call.
Where I go.
Young. Light rise for Atlanta. Bryce Young steps and throws. He's got it to McMillan. Touchdown, Carolina.
All right, over to Buffalo, where Josh Allen put on a show. And Josh Allen did something that I don't think we've ever seen in the NFL before, which is not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six touchdowns, six tutties for Josh Allen in what absolutely was the game of the weekend. It was the certified game of the week here on AWOD Radio. Buffalo 44, Tampa Bay, 32. Josh Allen, 3 touchdowns passing, 3 rushing. Outduels Baker Mayfield. Here's Allen scoring his 6th tutty.
Allen is going to keep it. Josh Allen inside the 5. They're going to push him in. Pay dirt. Touchdown, Bills. For the MVP, Allen.
When you need a play, you put the hands in the MVP. And boy, does he follow his center and his tackle, Deion Dawkins, right into the end zone. And everybody in Buffalo helped push him in. What a play. What a motion. Stadium erupts.
The Bears, their magic continues as they come from behind to somehow knock off the Vikings, who had this miraculous comeback, 14 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, to take a lead 17-16. The Bears get one last shot. They get into field goal range. Let's take a listen to the call.
Santos puts it up, and it is good!
Finding ways. Santos, it looked like he might have tugged it a little to the left again, but it straightened up. Hit it really solid, and a little walk-off field goal, division win on the road, a lot at stake, and Santos comes up clutch.
And it's good. Chicago wins 19-17. The Bears are first place in their division at 7-3. So there was some awesome football over the weekend. I do want to close out here our NFL coverage on the sports app with Seattle against the Rams. That was an awesome battle inside of the division. The Rams hold off the Seahawks, and they win the game because Seattle misses the game winner. Let's take a listen to the call.
From 61, does he have enough? It is wide right, and the Rams hang on.
Going. The 4 turnovers end up being the differentiator. The Seahawks outgain the Rams by 165 yards, but lose by 2. They turn it over 4 times. They settle for 1 too many field goal attempts, and their 4-game winning streak comes to a close.
All right, over to college football here on the Sports App. So we'll dive into the local stories a little bit later. JMU wins. They do control their own destiny. UVA wins with a statement, a massive win on the road, a blowout victory over Duke. But let's start with top 25 action here. Texas A&M was one of the top teams in the country coming into this weekend, but South Carolina was all over them. It was 30-3 at the half. Texas A&M scores 21 in the third, takes the lead in the fourth, and gets the win on this fourth down stop to clinch an incredible comeback. Here's the call.
This could be it for South Carolina. Blitz coming. Sellers steps up. Taking off. Down he goes. Turnover on downs. A&M a minute away from hanging on for an incredible comeback. One of the greatest we've seen in SEC history.
Alabama, Oklahoma. Alabama, if you were watching this game, was in control for about 95% of it. Until an 87-yard pick six helps Oklahoma come from behind and win it. 23-21. Here is the call.
Close too.
There's an interception on the first play thereafter. Eli Bowen down the sideline. He may go. Ty Simpson back there, can't tackle him. Touchdown, Eli Bowen!
UVA, in their rout of Duke, got an unbelievable performance on the ground from their running backs, and it was Jamari Taylor leading the way with a 78-yard touchdown run against Duke. Let's take a listen to the call.
Third down at 2. Option, pitch. Taylor with a cutback. Jamari Taylor's off to the races. And Virginia is steamrolling in this one. 78 yards.
All right, over to the NHL on the Sports App. On Saturday, the Washington Capitals faced off against the New Jersey Devils. And in this one, Washington found themselves down 2-0 in the third period. A goal from Connor McMichael, assist from Alex Ovechkin, it's 2-1. And then Ovi sends the game to overtime with his goal, number 902 of his career. Let's take a listen to the call.
Oh, the Capitals faceoff win. Caps spending a lot of time at the offensive end here. McMichael centering. Ovechkin, a shot, he scores! Alex Ovechkin has tied this game with goal 902 of his NHL career. 11:31 to go. We're all square between the Devils and the Caps.
But although the Capitals would come back in the third, they would lose in a shootout. Here is the final call.
And Logan Thompson going to have to come up big again. Shimon Nemitz with a game on his stick. He'll start accelerating right side into the dot and then keeps it and scores, and it's over. He managed to slip it through blocker's side on Logan Thompson. And in four rounds of a shootout, the New Jersey Devils claim a 3-2 victory here at Capital One Arena.
Over to the NBA on the Sports app. Washington against the Brooklyn Nets. Both teams have been awful this season. It was a takeoff. Who could suck more in this one? Well, for the Wizards, we are just really tracking the play of their young stars. And this year, I think you start with Alex Saar. He has been terrific. He was held to 9 points and 3 rebounds. Well, Keyshawn George got going with 29 points. He hit 5 of his 10 3-point shots from the 3-point line. Bilal Coulibaly's been dealing with injuries, but he made his return for the Wizards, and he had a slam. Let's take a listen to the call on the radio party.
And the Wizards have 10 players, 22 years of age or younger. Coulibaly edge of the circle, driving right elbow to the back. Down the right hand, that'll draw your preserves. The Wizards go up 18-13. He didn't miss the dunk that time.
No, the bench went bananas because he missed that dunk where he hit the front of the rim. And you know what? Your teammates, they're going to get on you if you do that. Not that time. He brought it back, Statue of Liberty dunk, and punched it in.
But it was the Nets getting the win, 129-106. Washington falls to 1-12 on the season. Here is the final call.
You know, forget about offense. You know, there's a lot of things we could have done differently offensively, but defensively,
yep.
You know, you don't have that intensity. We're not turning the ball over. We're not mucking it up. We're not going to win many games, and that's kind of where it lands.
You're the buzzer. Well, the Wizards are a team that they want to get it and go. Well, that's rebound. You got to get it first before you can go. All right, my friends, we're come to an end here of this game, but not our broadcast, not our Sunday night fun.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are headed to Raleigh for NC State hosting VCU. We'll go behind enemy lines with Noah Fleischman, who is a reporter covering NC State for the Wolfpacker at 2:30. We're going to bring Ed Nixon into the studio. Ed Nixon, part of the Final Four squad here at VCU, but he's also done a great job calling games this season alongside Sean Robertson. Ed Nixon will join us in studio at 1:30. It's a Misery Monday. Phone lines are open, Commanders fans. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We'll be taking your calls throughout the day here on another Misery Monday on The Fan. It's AWOD. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. We're bringing on Michael Phillips right now. We call this segment Crosstalk here on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody... What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, hello. How are you?
I'm feeling mixed, I guess. I feel great about JMU. Feel great about UVA. Feel good about this road trip tonight.
Absolutely.
We're having a lot of fun.
It's going to be a good one. VCU at NC State.
And also the Commanders played.
Yes, they did. And a big theme of this show today, we will bring Ed Nixon on the show. He's going to come into the studio here. Noah Fleischman will join us to preview the game. But I want to focus in on the Commanders. And the theme of the show today for me is that loss hurt more than I expected it to. And I think it's because mentally I was checked out on the season, but physically that one hurt me. It was part of the fact that we had to wake up early, part of the fact that it went to overtime, but like my body was drained yesterday after the loss.
Winnable game.
Yeah.
The kicker cost them the game in part. And also, like, just so many of the frustrating elements were still there. Just so many Dolphins drives. 9 yards, 9 yards, 9 yards, 9 yards. And then they stopped him at the goal line, as you heard on my show. He still gave up the 9 yards every single time. That was frustrating. But then also, like, the offense would do things a little bit, but then not do things. Just so many stops and starts. And the Dolphins were a bad team. Yeah. Like, you lose to the Lions, you lose to the Chiefs. Those are good teams. This is a bad team.
Yeah, and yet they had been scoring a lot of points, and so I think it is a positive that you hold them to 13 in regulation. But to me, like, this whole season was wrapped into that game. The mistakes that you made showed their head again and again and again. The offense was able to move the football. 350-plus yards. They moved the football from the 20s to the 20s. They struggled in the red zone. They were able to move the football, and I think that's what hurts so much, is you have that many yards, 22 first downs, and yet 13 points.
You told me last week Dan Quinn gets to coach the team next year. Ben Standig told me that last week, that Dan Quinn gets to coach the team next year. It's not a discussion. Are you at all willing to crack the door open now that it's this losing streak going into the bye?
Not at all. But I'll tell you, I changed on Adam Peters. I changed on Adam Peters. I will continue to defend Dan Quinn. And I will argue for the rest of the show with you if you think Dan Quinn's defense didn't slightly improve with the way he was calling games and the energy that he brought on the sidelines as the defensive coordinator and head coach. But as Adam Peters, as I've said, I don't think he's made a mistake here in Washington. I have scratched that. The kicking issue is on him. The kicking issue is on the general manager, and there's a disconnect between the general manager and the head coach because Dan Quinn probably shouldn't have put Matt Gay out there for the 56-yarder to win it, but he's saying, hey, my general manager told me he spent $4 million on this kicker. He's got
to
make it.
You have to. You have to throw your kicker out in that situation. It's a game-winning field goal, and that is a reasonable distance to expect an NFL kicker to make from. If you're the kind of coach that isn't going to put your guy out there, like, why don't you just tell your team you're conceding the game at that point? You have to let him kick. And, yeah, it was a big offseason miss by Adam Peters. Take that $4 million, could have kept Terry happy, and we could have avoided the whole situation. Take that $4 million, get another target at wide receiver. Olamide Zaccheaus could have stayed. Take it, you know, there are guys who can miss that kick for a lot cheaper than Matt Gay did.
Yeah, see, I understand where you're going with that take. For me, well, just pay somebody who will make that kick for $4 million.
Ooh, and we agree. I said all offseason, and I celebrate the Matt Gay signing because, like, kicker is a need for this team. He went out, he gave the largest one-year financial commitment to a kicker in NFL history. Awesome. He has worked to solve our problem. I trust Adam Peters. Wrong decision.
Yeah, and you look around the league, teams are making from 50-plus easily. Teams have guys that can do 60-plus. I think Tampa Bay has been like 8-for-8 from 50-plus this year. There are kickers out there. It is so frustrating. And so for the first time, I will admit, I think Adam Peters dropped the ball on that.
Buddy, they were in Europe. There was somebody in the stands who could have made that kick. There were probably multiple people in the stands who could have made that kick.
So, really, that's part of the reason why this loss hurts so much. I thought Marcus Mariota had a solid game, but at the end of the day, he's going to Marcus Mariota. Yeah. There's a reason he's not a starter in the NFL. He doesn't process things quick enough. He makes the same mistake over and over again. And it's just, here's the other thing that's pissing me off is, if your play with the game on the line is to go to Zach Ertz, something is wrong. Something is wrong. And fourth and goal, he was the only option on that play.
Yeah, but the play worked. If he hadn't slipped on the napkin, the play worked.
I disagree with that. He wasn't wide open. He was going to cut inside and make a very contested catch.
He was
going to
make the catch, though. If he doesn't slip, he catches him. He catches a football.
Yeah, if the guy also doesn't bat it out of his hands. It's not like he was wide open. Like, I just think that the play call there should have had more options.
I don't know. They called a play that worked, but the guy slipped. Like, what are you going to do about it? You know, that's...
You need to have more options. And well, here's the problem is that we are, 11 games into this season, and we don't have a touchdown play. Last year was 13 to Terry. It was like 8 or 9 to Zach Ertz. Ertz is taking a step back. Debo can't beat your threat because you have to throw it to him before the sticks and have him run through people.
All right, so Dan Quinn's back next year. Is Cliff Kingsbury back next year?
I want him to be back.
You want him back next year. So you don't like the play calling yesterday.
Yeah.
But you're good with Cliff on the ball.
I thought Cliff called three quarters of great football. I don't know what the hell went wrong in the fourth quarter, though.
Well, Zach Ertz
slipped.
That was
so bad.
Zach Ertz slipped.
But not only that, though, but you got into field goal range where the clock running down and you did an awful play, and then Mariota throws it deep to Chris Moore. Like, that is know your personnel. Jaden to McLaurin, sure. Marcus Mariota to Chris Moore, no.
I thought it was incredibly kind of the Dolphins to give them those two timeouts to get them in field goal. Wait, what an insane football game. Like, the last... Take like 4 minutes of the fourth quarter on in. Everybody screwed up. All coaches on both sides were terrible and the play wasn't any good. It was like that was part of what hurt you so much about the game. It was a bad football game.
It ended up being two bad teams making bad mistakes. It was a mistake off.
It was.
Yeah.
Put it to the Yakety Sack Circus music. Yeah.
And Mariota made the last mistake and the Dolphins win. That's Michael Phillips for a little crosstalk. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio live here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM. Let's get to my initial reactions to the loss here on a Misery Monday coming up next.
True North.
North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you missed any of the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Pause the show, run some errands, then pick up right where you left off. It is Radio on the Go, and we are hitting the road once again today. AWOD on the road for VCU at NC State, a key non-conference matchup for the Rams. Pre-game coverage will start right here on 615 as we take you to the tip-off and broadcast here on 910 The Fan with Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby. We've been looking forward to this contest since the schedule came out, and we brought you guys an interview with Will Wade at ACC Tip-Off, and I know Zach Joachim has written a few stories about that interview. It seems like there's a lot of hype into this matchup here, and that's why we'll be breaking it down all day long here on Richmond's Home for the Rams, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. But it is a misery Monday, and the NFL is king, and we will be breaking down everything from the NFL's first international game in Spain, Commanders Madrid against the Dolphins, right? And every angle of that defeat, which is another loss in a row, making it the sixth. This team had promised this season with a win week one against the Giants. And then you got to a 3-2 mark and you were a ball of midfield driving against the Bears to try to get to 4-2. And you dropped the ball and dropped the season, and it spiraled out of control. And there were times where it looked like you were starting to get the train back on the tracks, and you know Dan Quinn will keep pointing to the first half in that Kansas City game. Well, you can't win by playing just one half, right? Or you could point to three quarters in this Dolphins game. You can't win by only playing three quarters. That's what I've noticed this year is, for some reason, we have not been a four-quarter team. We've disappeared, evaporated in one span of 15 minutes that loses us game after game after game. And Dan Quinn took over the play-calling duties. On defense, he decided to allow Joe Witt to keep his job, to be his right-hand man once again like he was in Dallas when the two worked together as a successful pair, Dan Quinn being the defensive coordinator. That's what they got to work to doing once again in Madrid. Marcus Mariota got the start, and for the first time
two stars from Hawaii faced off against each other in Mariota and Tua, who met when they were teenagers. I thought that was a cool story. And I'll start with this. Like, it ended up being a really good game. I think those that were in Madrid had a good time. Those that watched, I mean, both teams came out there with a lot of effort and fight for teams that were 3-7 and their season was over. Soccer fans that were at the game, that were watching, they saw a ton of kicks. There was a cool halftime show. I was pleased with everything on the broadcast. I thought it looked good. It was close to being a really fun, good start to my Sunday. Until it wasn't. And it ended with a loss. And here we are. It's not a victory Monday. It is, once again, a misery Monday here on AWOD Radio. Let's get into the Commander's Corner. Washington loses in Madrid to Miami, 16-13 in overtime. AWOD's initial thoughts? This one hurts. Yeah, this one hurts. This one stung. This one made me feel bad all day on Sunday. This one hurts. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. If you can't get in, 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. This one hurts. And I think it hurts because we had this game. Washington lost it with so many small mistakes, mental mistakes, physical mistakes, errors. Overall, it was a better game. But you have to say, yeah, it was a better game against another bad opponent. A game that you have to win. That's part of why this one hurts. There were some people messaging me, AWOD, aren't you glad that we lost? We are going to get a better draft pick. I understand where you're coming from with that. I'm not there yet. And I guess, like, mentally, I've been checked out. Mentally, I knew the season was over. I've been on these airwaves for 3 weeks now saying it's over. That one was like our torch being snuffed. Like, now it's officially official. An eighth loss. And I guess maybe I was there mentally, but not physically. Because that drained me, that loss. And that loss was the whole season packed into one damn game. All the mistakes of the entire course of this season packed into one game over and over again. Drives being stalled due to penalties, drops, lack of execution, missed game-winning field goal, which is now the third game that I can count that we've lost that you could put a lot of the blame on the kicker. And this game was everything that this season had that had gone wrong wrapped in a bow. Everything we had done wrong showed up once again. We can't stop the run outside to save our lives. We cannot rush the passer. Tua had all day in the pocket. We can't run the ball offensively up the middle. It's so frustrating. I've been saying it, and now it just proved it in that game. Last year, we were dealing with a lot of second and sixes, second and fives. This year, it's been second and 11 too damn much. We can't run the football. We have so many penalties. So many penalties that ruin drives, right? We're going for it fourth and one at the one. Nope, false start. Now we're kicking a field goal. That costs us 4 points. This one hurts because it felt like you were watching a death that you knew would come. You just were waiting for it. It was rewatching an episode of Game of Thrones where Ned Stark gets his head chopped off. You knew it was coming. Of course it was, because that's how this season has gone, the entire season. Last year could not have been more opposite. We are finding the silliest ways now to lose games instead of winning them. We blew that game. Blew it multiple times. Should have lost in regulation when Mikey fumbled the punt return. Why is he back there? I guess he's our third best or second best punt returner when Jalen Lane went down. He didn't look comfortable at all. He fumbled it. We should have lost then. Then we get a stop. All right? Then we miss the kick. And then we go to overtime because we get another stop. And then we throw an interception. It's a comedy of errors that led to a defeat in a game that I thought the defense stood their ground for their head coach. I thought that they awoke for their main man, Dan Quinn. And I love that, but I'm heartbroken that we lost because the defense was good enough and we had just made too many mistakes, too many errors. You should win when you hold a team to 13 points in regulation. You should win. But I'm heartbroken because we lost again. And losing in this fashion stings so much, especially when you lose in overtime like that. That one hurts. My dad was there in Madrid texting me. He was so excited when we took the lead. My friend Jamal and his buddy and his dad were there. So many Commanders fans went to Madrid. That place looked awesome on TV. I'm so upset that those that went didn't get to celebrate a win. They're not still in Madrid on a victory Monday. Instead, they're there on a misery Monday. This loss stings. And it hurts so much because as bad as things have gone this season and things have gone downhill, all right, this was supposed to be a double win. What do I mean by that? That was supposed to be a two-week victory. A double win, a two-week victory lap for the awful Commanders. Because now we have the bye week. Now the taste of defeat will nearly last to December, with the next game not being till November 30th. This was an awful season where it was at least supposed to be one win that we could hold our heads up high and have the bye week to relax and watch football and know that maybe we're going to get Jaden back. Maybe we're going to get Terry back. Maybe we could grasp. Nope. There's no more grasping anymore. The season's over. It's cooked. Everybody's turned on the coach. I'm starting to turn on the damn general manager. Oh, Adam Epstein, you can't do that. You told us he was the greatest general manager of all time. If he was that good, he would have solved the kicking problem by now. Because it was a problem last year, and then it feels to me like they lit $4 million on fire and handed it to Matt Gay. And he has just burned our season over and over again. He should not have been kicking in this game with the way he's kicked this season. And that's what's frustrating about this, is that this is an issue that should have been solved weeks ago, months ago, in the offseason, last season. It should have been solved. We have not had a kicker. And when you don't have a kicker that you can rely on, you lose games. And it sucks that it got to the point where it was him kicking with the game on the line at the end of regulation. And I just had no confidence that that was going to go in. No confidence. Like, I almost didn't even want to watch it. I just didn't have any hope that he would make it. I cannot believe that we got into field goal range and then the offense stalled for three straight plays and we threw it deep to Chris Moore. You know, it's know your personnel. Know your personnel, coach. That one's on Cliff Kingsbury. You call that play when it's Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin and you win it. You don't call that going deep when you're in field goal range when you just need to inch forward a couple more yards from Marcus Mariota to Chris Moore. That's idiotic. That's bad coaching right there. Know your personnel. Play to your strengths. We didn't do that. And so here we are on another misery Monday of the season, November 17th, and this one's cooked. This one's over. It's probably been over for a few weeks, but now, to me, it becomes as realistic as possible. It is not going to happen for the Commanders this year, and there's going to be a lot of people that want them to move on from the coach before the start of next year. I'm not that guy. I thought I saw this team show fight for Dan Quinn. It just sucks that it came in another defeat. This one hurts. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And we brought you closer to the action all of last season, which ended up being the greatest season of my lifetime, the best Commander season in 30 years for fans of this football team. And yet here we are 11 weeks into this season, and we're talking about how ridiculously bad this season has gone. It has spiraled out of control. We can only look back and smile at the success of last season because it just feels like I don't know how the heck we had that much success. Everything that went right last year has gone wrong this year. Everything that went right last year has gone wide left this year. That was the sixth loss out of control. Let's look at how Washington lost this game, who lost this game, when, how, and why Washington lost 16-13 in overtime here on AWOD Radio. It was another game that this team blew. Another game that the defense didn't do a good enough job stopping the run. Another game that turnovers cost us a victory. Another game our kicker missed multiple kicks. I'm livid. Believe me, I'm pissed off today. It feels like another misery Monday. Like they've piled up and it is the sixth in a row. But I also wanted to give Dan Quinn his flowers, and I'm going to give him credit because it feels like nobody else will. And I thought the guys responded to him making a move to defensive coordinator. There were a lot of people that questioned this move. I even said Dan Quinn making that move puts himself on the hot seat. He has sat down on the hot seat because of this move. Because if you're the defensive-minded coach and you have to fire a defensive coordinator, you have to do his job. And if that still doesn't work, if you can't solve it, nobody can. And that ownership would have to look in the mirror at the end of this season, and if we have the worst defense in the league, and they have to say, maybe Dan Quinn's not the right guy. Dan Quinn deserves his flowers because the guys responded to him as the defensive coordinator. The defense got multiple red zone stops. The defense made a few awesome plays. It had been weeks since we had seen an awesome play. It had been 2 weeks since we'd seen the defense force a punt. They played for Dan Quinn. They only gave up 13 points in regulation, multiple red zone stops. But it will be lost in the fact that it's another loss. The defense was far from perfect. And at the end of the day, if you don't win, you lose. This was a positive step forward in my mind on certain things in terms of the defensive side of the ball, but had gotten so bad. It had gone so horribly wrong that it had to hit rock bottom. Of course, we had to go up from there. Like I said, it had been a few weeks since we had forced a punt. They actually put together a few positive plays in a row, but there's only up from the rock bottom. And I think Dan Quinn did get some improvement. I thought the blitzes were well designed. And again, the goal line stands were a very nice change. In the last few weeks, teams had walked in against the Commanders on Sunday. The Dolphins were able to go from the 20 to the 20, but then they were the team that spiraled out of control when they got towards the goal line. Who, what, when, how, and Washington lost in overtime. The who, and I hate to put the loss on one person, but if you're asking me the who is Matt Gay? Who is the kicker who missed multiple kicks again? If you want to blame Adam Peters, that's fine with me now. I've defended him long enough. If you're the general manager, you should have done something about this. You should never allow your starting kicker to lose you multiple games. He should have been replaced already. That was a bad signing. They burned $4 million on fire. The who is Matt Gay. If you want to blame Adam Peters for the kicker losing us another game, fine. I won't defend him for this one. The what in this one? What lost Washington this game? It's got to be the two turnovers, right? I mean, we got a stop on defense, and it looked like we were going to drive down the field and take a fourth quarter lead, forcing the Dolphins to punt and give us the ball in good field position. And Mikey Sainristil, he got caught in the lights in Madrid at the Bernabeu. He could not find the football. And then what we saw on TV was a player that panicked when he tried to make a last-minute decision to go catch. Let the ball bounce. Who cares if it lands at the one? It's not a turnover. That turnover was awful. And then Mariota interception in overtime. We're done. Two turnovers. Lost Washington this game. When did Washington lose this game? I think it's when you enter the fourth quarter with a 13-6 lead, and when your two fourth-quarter drives are a turnover on downs, right, because we drove all the way to the one and missed the fourth down because Zach Ertz fell. And then your other fourth-quarter drive is the missed field goal. Those are your two fourth-quarter drives. Ertz falls down on fourth and goal, and you miss the game-winning field goal. So you have to ask, why didn't you kick the first field goal when you drove down? Why would you then kick the second one when it's out of his range? It's out of his range. There's a miscommunication there, right? Because Dan Quinn is saying, all right, my general manager paid this guy $4 million. He's got to make this kick. But every fan that's watched this team knows Matt Gay's not making that kick. I don't care how much money you paid him. We all knew that he was not going to make that. So there's a disconnect between the general manager and the coach that led to the defeat. How did Washington lose this game? I mean, by throwing the interception in overtime. That's when it was over for good. There was just no way to come back from that. Why did Washington lose this game? I think here's the why in this one. For me, it's, all right, you look at the box score. Washington ran 64 plays on offense for 22 first downs and 379 yards. Why did you lose this game? You scored 13 points. You moved the football. You got the first downs. You got into the red zone. You got to their side of the field almost every time you drive the football. 379 yards should be 23-plus points. We kept running into red zone troubles. And Marcus Mariota was not the same quarterback when he got to the Dolphins' side of the field. Not even close. Not even close. Box score breakdown here on AWOD Radio. Again, Marcus Mariota is a solid backup, but every game I watch him, at one point he shows you why he's not a starter. Why he's not a starter. And I'll give him credit. He made an insane play at the goal line where it looked like our offensive line, which has just been awful all year and not elite in any sense of the word. And Sam Cosmi's taken a huge step back. Our offensive line gets torched, and there's a guy in Mariota's face in the goal line. He's going to be sacked for a safety, and he does some, you know, twirl where he spins around and tosses the ball. And somehow it gets past the line of scrimmage, and it wasn't called intentional grounding and a safety. It's like, wow, how did he do that, right? But then he has the passes where he misses the wide-open receiver or the interception where he just should not have thrown that in there. One, it was late, and two, he was staring the guy down when he threw it to him. So he makes some good plays, a lot of bad plays, but 20 of 30 for 213 yards with a touchdown, and I know the interception was in overtime, so I'm not going to really burn him for that for the regular game. But one sack, that's a solid performance there. And he ran four times for 49 yards. We're able to run for 172 as a team for 5 yards. Like, offensively, we moved the football. But once again, this team does not have the touchdown play. The touchdown play is what this team is missing. And Deebo Samuel got a touchdown, all right? And it was on the nice little screen pass designed to him. But that was from outside the red zone, right? It was a 28-yard touchdown. When we get to the red zone, we have option one is an old, slow Zach Ertz that's stumbling and bumbling and falling. Option two is Deebo Samuel, where you're going to have to throw it to him before the line, the red zone, or before the end zone, and he's going to have to make a guy miss or run someone over, run the football in, which we haven't been able to run up the middle all season long. We don't have enough red zone options. We had 13 touchdowns from Terry McLaurin last year. I wonder what our record would be if we had 13 more touchdowns this year. It'd be a lot better. But we just don't have the touchdown player. That's what the difference on the offensive side of the ball. I thought we did a decent job on Tua, holding him to 171 passing yards. But once you just can't stop the run on the outside. Devon Achane ran for a 120. Ollie Gordon got going 45 yards. He was better in the second half, too, as you could tell Washington's defense started to get tired. But I really thought the defense was solid, and yet your offense just didn't make the game-winning plays, and then it really sucks that your kicker is 2 of 4, and he missed from 55, and I think the other one was from 38. It was a kick that he absolutely should have made, and Washington loses 16-13. In overtime. We'll give you my 10 takeaways, the blame pie, and we will revisit the keys to victory coming up next on the Richmond Commander. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores.
True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.